Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Christianity in the world is in a mess, is fraught with confusion, strange teachings, outrageous claims. And in the book that we have recently published, Lord, What Should I Do?, you will find that what is known as the Christian church in the world is falling apart at an accelerating rate that is breathtaking. And who's to say who and what is a true Christian today? Now, there's even one man who wrote a book that he entitled, Is God a Christian? His name is Kirby Godsey. Interesting name, isn't it? Which probably comes from the Anglo-Saxon God say or God says. Now, he's been serving as president of the Mercer University in Georgia, and he's held that post for 27 years. Now, Mercer was then the largest institution affiliated with the Georgia Baptist Convention and one of the most venerable universities claiming a Southern Baptist heritage. What's happening with the Southern Baptist? What's happening with the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Episcopalians? Even an Episcopal church in Maryland decided to take up the Pope's offer and become a Catholic parish. What is happening? Who is a Christian? Who can you trust? What can you trust? What is truth? Do you know the truth? Do you understand the truth? And where can you find truth in a world that we have today? Have all of these things perplexed you? Have you kind of thrown up your hands in disgust at how stupid religion is, how ineffectual the Christianity is? If you have, you're one of millions. Because there are 76 million people who have left various Christian denominations. Some have left to find the truth. Some have left in disgust because they have found within the church that the people in the church are no different than people in the world. So he wrote a book, and that book is called, Is God a Christian? Is he? Let's phrase it another way. Is Jesus God? And was he God? And you're going to find all kinds of theological disputes about who and what was Jesus. Now, why do we have all of these controversies centering around Christianity and Jesus Christ? Well, because men want to make God and Jesus in their image. Also, there is a God of this world called Satan the devil. And we've just done an extended series on that. And we will see that Satan has planted his agents in leading positions in every Christian church in the world. Now think of that. Now there are some few churches who are not connected with the Christianity of this world that you see like the churches on your corner, and many of them are going broke now. Fewer and fewer people are attending. And they are the ones who stick to the truth. And this is what we do at Church at Home and Christian Biblical Church of God. We know the Bible is the truth of God, and we'll cover some scriptures concerning that. We know that Jesus was and is God. But there's one thing that everyone or too many people have failed to do. And that is follow the instruction of the Apostle Paul when he said, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Now, it was prophesied that in the end time, that the truth would be under siege relentlessly. Attack from within, attack from without. And the prophecy showed, as we did in our prophecy series, that there's a great satanic movement in all religions to bring about a one world religion, even in Islam. Now, that's going to be a hard one to tame, but they'll eventually tame it. Enough. So that when the great false prophet arises, everyone's going to believe it. And what we're reading here is one of the leading soldiers in that subversion of Christianity. So let's read some of the things that he talks about here. Then we'll compare it with the Word of God. Now, one mistake that every human being makes, and especially ministers and pastors and teachers, they think that they can improve on what God has said. That's why we have such things as the New International Version, which leaves out 65,000 words just so they can have a Bible that won't offend people. That's why we've undertaken to have the Holy Bible in its original order, a faithful version, faithful to the truth, faithful to the original, faithful to the meaning of what Jesus was teaching. Because one of the attacks of Satan the devil is against the Word of God, is to change a little here, change a little there, change some more over here. Bring some false doctrine over here. Look at and see how other religions are and say, oh, isn't that nice? These people are good and fine too. Oh, we like them. So let's see what this soldier for Satan has written. Kirby Godsey. He says, most Christians assume that Christianity is the one and only religion that God inspired and carries the imprimatur of God's blessing. Is God a Christian? The stakes for mankind have grown too high for any of us to engage our faith as if our understanding of God represents the only way God's presence may be known in the world. Well, that's very challenging, isn't it? Is that a true statement, or is the Word of God true? Now, we'll see. We'll answer every one of these questions here as we go along. But how are you going to do away with the proof and truth of the claim in the Gospel of John where Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me? Now, from that comes a lot of other things, see. But if that isn't totally and solely exclusive, I don't know what you would call exclusive. So let's go on. The great question of the exclusivity of the gospel of Jesus Christ is necessarily bound up with the most central teaching of the Christian faith, which is why an argument like this must be considered so carefully. You see, one of the reasons that people get led astray is because if you have an opinion, why, that's sacred. If you have a belief and you really believe it and are sincere, oh, that's commendable. But you see, they're asking the wrong question. It's not what you think. It's what God says. What are you going to do with the Proverbs that says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death? What are you going to do with the proverb which says, every way of a man is clean in his own eyes? Even Charles Manson. And yes, even Satan the devil. A closer look reveals that Godsey is not merely calling upon Christians to reconsider how we define and defend the gospel. He is calling for a total reconstruction of everything that Christianity represents. Now, what does that mean? Now, remember, he was there for 27 years. How did he get there? What pretense did he use to be elevated into such a high office? Were there other infiltrators who were already there who were raising him up? You see, there are people dedicated to Satan the devil that they will lie, they will hide buried for decades to rise in a Christian church, to tear it apart and shred it to bits. And we've lived through and experienced that ourselves. And I personally know what it is like to understand what the truth is and to prove and reprove and live by the truth under those circumstances. And that's one of the reasons we have church at home. Because it seems that today the only safe place to really learn about God, to really have the time to study and understand the truth, is in your own home. Why should you go to a church that professes to be Christian to hear lies? Or that they read part of the Bible and you think, oh, well, this is good, he's reading the Bible. That's true. But ask the question, what else is being left out? Because if you only have part of the truth, do you have all the truth? If you only tell part of the story, do you have the whole story? And how do you understand apparent contradictions in the Bible? A lot of people can't. And how do you understand a God who is love and yet brings judgment of death upon people? As this man said here, let's be honest about God. Is he a Christian? Ten Commandments say, you shall not kill. God kills people. How can he be Christian? Well, who's the author of life? What is the result of sin but death? And furthermore, the command, thou shalt not kill, is an incorrect translation. It should be, you shall not murder. Now you go to the series that we did on God's criminal justice system and you will find out that God authorizes the taking of life of capital crimes. And he gave that to all the nations. Because God in his love knows that if you allow crime to breed and increase, sooner or later the land is going to be filled with lawlessness, and that's where we are right now. Continuing now with this article, Godsey is no stranger to controversy, of course. In 1996, he stood at the center of a firestorm that erupted after the publication of his book, When We Talk About God, Let's Be Honest. All right, we're going to be. That controversy was well-deserved, since in that volume, Godsey denied that Jesus is God, argued that Jesus is not to be worshipped, rejected the authority of the Bible, and asserted that the crucifixion is not the saving act of God. In that book, he also rejected the claim that Jesus is the only Savior and denied that faith in Jesus is needed for salvation. What was a man like that doing in supposedly a Christian organization for 27 years? Well, let's come to the second chapter of 2 Peter. And let's read how this was prophesied that this would come. And let's see how we're living in the time when it's reaching its apex. And it's going to come even more and more. And we're going to see that the scriptures tell us that those who are really true Christians are going to be hated with an absolute vitriolic hatred that they're going to kill Christians. Now, how many are willing to die for their faith? Oh, they want to accept the death of Jesus in payment for their sins, but they don't want to give up their lives. Let's see what happened to the Christian church. Because what you look at is Christianity and Catholicism, Protestantism, Orthodox, Evangelical, Fundamentalism. They're all varying degrees in great error. Well, we'll see that. We've covered that in other video casts and segments that we have on Church at Home. That's why Church at Home here is to challenge you. Are you willing to prove the truth? Are you willing to believe the truth? Are you willing to love the truth? Because as we will see, the Bible says, if you don't love the truth, God is going to turn you over to lies and deception. So the question to each one of us today is, what will I choose? How will I stand before God? Because sure enough, since God gave us life, and God says there's a judgment day coming, and that's for all human beings, how are we going to stand before God? Are we going to say, well, I believe my priest, he was such a nice man, but you didn't know he was a pedophile. Oh, I believe my pastor, such a great evangelist and great speaker, but he told lies from the pulpit. No, they're going to give an account for themselves, and each one of us have to give an account for ourselves. That's just the way it's going to be. Now, because men want to come along, and they are agents of Satan the devil, now they may not feel that they are. They may feel, well, I have a crusade for good. Can you imagine all of those crusaders through the Inquisitions and through the killing of Christians who took a sword and hacked off their head, ran a spear through their guts and said, praise God! Don't you think that they were thinking they were doing God service? Yes, and Jesus even prophesied that. He said, the time is coming that those who kill you will think they're doing service to God. So Church at Home is not here to give sweet little platitudes and stories about people, about humanism glorified. No, this is the truth about God. This is the truth about true Christianity. This is the truth about Jesus Christ and God the Father. That's what you're going to hear. And you're going to hear the truth as to what's going on in the world. And the Bible tells us that Satan the devil is deceiving the whole world. Do you think for a minute that those things you watch on TV, on the news, are reality? How about all the television you watch, the soap operas you watch, even some of the documentaries you watch? Please understand, everything is scripted to the reality that they intend to present. Church at Home is not that way. We present the truth. Truth from the Bible that you can prove. So if you've been disillusioned in your church, if you've gone through horrible experiences because of finding evil people in the congregation and finding teachers such as this God say, destroying what truth that they had, welcome to the world of the last days. So let's come to 2 Peter, the second chapter. Let's read it here. But there were also false prophets among the people, as indeed there will be false teachers among you. I've lived through it. I've seen it. I've had to fight it. I've had to resist it. Just like you, we all have to ask the question, do we love God? Do we love Jesus Christ? Do we love the truth? Do we desire salvation God's way? What is it that's in the innermost part of our hearts? God knows. See, nothing's going to be hidden from God, now or in the future. So these false teachers come in. And why do they come in? Because they're following the way of Cain, that they want to improve on God. That's the way of Cain. That's why his offering was not accepted. Continuing now, who will stealthily introduce destructive heresies? Bit at a time, a bit at a time, a bit at a time. A drop here, a drop there, so forth. Then other infiltrators come in, thinking that they're going to really improve things. See, the truth is this, God is perfect, his word is perfect, and men being imperfect cannot improve upon God. Now notice, personally denying the Lord who bought them, rejecting Jesus as Savior, and bringing swift destruction upon themselves. And what's going to happen to the Baptist church? Well, the Baptist church is not Christian. Oh, how dare you say that? They may be partially Christian, but they are not true biblical Christians. Well, yes, we are. We follow the Bible. You believe all the mistranslations in the King James Version of the Bible? And if you believe the assumption that Sunday is the day of worship and the Lord's Day, you are not a biblical Christian. You may profess it, but you have believed false teaching. God never gave Sunday as the day of worship. So think about it. Where are you? Verse 2. And many people will follow as authoritative their destructive ways, and because of them the way of truth will be blasphemed. Do we just not read that here? Who and what is a true Christian? And how did the Christian world become deceived? Because people believe it. People want their way. People want their licentiousness. It's like one minister who came to the knowledge of the Sabbath, and Sabbath's not the only thing, but it's a major thing. And he said, well, I know it's true. I've proved it's true. But if I would preach it on Sunday, I would lose over half my congregation. And I can't afford that. Well, he should have thought, maybe God will bless me if half the congregation will believe. Now notice what happens. Also through insatiable greed, they will with enticing messages exploit you for gain. And I challenge you, go on the Trinity Channel and listen to how much they talk about money. Go on the 700 Auction Club. That's not of God. Well, they talk about God. They talk about Christ. They talk about miracles. Watch American Greed. And watch the one on how many people attended church and were conned into Ponzi schemes for money. Huh? Now it says, for whom the judgment of old is in full force and their destruction is ever watching. Now you need to take seriously the Word of God. And you need to prove it. Don't accept what I say. You prove it. You understand it. It's all there to prove. God has left himself witness. But you better make sure that you get a Bible that is truly accurate. And one that truly follows the Word of God in the way that it should. So we'll continue on into the next segment to answer the question, who and what is a true Christian, and what happened to this world's religion? Right here. Giving it up, trashing it, blaspheming it. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. And this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.